In the dark hours of the night in Bethlehem during Christmas, St. Jerome had been celebrating the birthday of Jesus in a little grotto. And in there, Jesus appeared to him and asked him, "What will you give for me on my birthday?" So St. Jerome got really excited and he said he wanted to give him his new translation of the Bible that he had just done. But Jesus said, "That's not what I want the most." And then St. Jerome's like, "Well, I'll give you all my fasts and penances and all these good works." And again, Jesus says, "That is not what I want the most." So he wants these things, but he says, "That's not what I want the most." So St. Jerome got frustrated. He said, Tell me what would give you the most joy on your birthday, and you shall have it." And then Jesus said, "Give me your sins." Brothers and sisters, our Lord desires today that we give him our sins because they separate us from him. And so he wants us to abandon our masks of hypocrisy so as to abandon ourselves completely to his divine providence, because those masks hide our sin from him. See, in the gospel today, the Pharisees use their religious practices to gain human validation instead of divine validation. Jesus says, "Beware of the hypocrisy of the Pharisees." And if you look in a chapter earlier in the Gospel of Luke, he actually chastises the Pharisees for desiring the seat of honor in the synagogue, in the marketplaces. He also chastises them for being so meticulous about their tithing. What they had to do was they had to tithe about a tenth of their harvest to the Lord. And so what they would do is they would measure out all their herbs and their mints. So little very tiny things, and they were very meticulous about weighing one-tenth of that to give to the Lord. Yet at the same time, they would forget the greater things of mercy and love. The Pharisees and ourselves can be tempted to put on masks of righteousness in order to feel loved and appreciated by others. And sometimes we would rather prioritize our fear of losing human validation above our fear of losing God's validation. This hypocrisy could be understood as loving the praise of men more than the praise of God, as the Gospel of John says in chapter 12, verse 43. Or as we hear today in the Gospel, fearing those who can kill the body more than the one who can kill the body and the soul. Jesus in the Gospel today wants us to remove our mask of hypocrisy, which prevents him from healing us from our sins. The difference between a sinner and a hypocrite is that the sinner knows he's a sinner, while the hypocrite thinks he's a saint. We are all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. Yet a Pharisee would try to mask their sinfulness by appearing to be righteous while actually being righteous. Yet hypocrisy is not always done out of malice or total self-vanity, but it may be a symptom of hiding our sinfulness from the gaze of our loving God. I remember I had a friend once who told me that his girlfriend would never let him look at her without her makeup on. So whenever he'd come visit her and she hadn't had her makeup on, she'd make him wait outside. And sometimes we feel like we need to put on our spiritual makeup so that others will love us, because we don't believe God or others could love such a sinful person. This is something I've had to learn over and over again. Not that makeup part, but the idea that God is not calling me to the priesthood because he's not calling me to the priesthood because I am worthy by my own works, but because his grace and his love makes me worthy. And his grace is calling you to do great things as well. Jesus is re-educating and revealing the vastness of the Father's love to the crowd, which the Pharisees, including ourselves, have forgotten. In response to a question about who is Jorge Bergoglio, Pope Francis answered, "This is me, a sinner on whom the Lord has turned his gaze." Jesus looks at us, even in our sinfulness, and calls us to let go of our mask and jump into the providential arms of the Father, who values us more than sparrows. "Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows," Despite your weaknesses and sins, you are still of more value than many sparrows. You are not the sum of your weaknesses, but you are the sum of the Father's love for you. So allow his love to guide you. Give him permission to watch over you. Father Jacques-Philippe, in his book, Searching for and Maintaining Peace, which I highly recommend for anybody, uses an image I call the parachute of divine providence. He says, we cannot experience the support from God unless we leave him the necessary space in which he can express himself. So what he says is, as a person who has to jump with the parachute doesn't jump into the void, he can't feel the cords holding him up because the parachute had not had a chance to open. One must first jump, and it is only later that one feels carried. And so it is in the spiritual life. So sometimes we don't experience God's providence because we haven't jumped yet. So abandon your mask. Let him see you as you are, warts and all, and jump into the providential arms of the Father. And in there we will feel his parachute of divine providence holding on to us and guiding us to where he wants us to go. And as St. Francis de Sales says, the measure of divine providence acting on us is the degree of confidence we have in it. The measure of divine providence acting on us is the degree of confidence that we have in it.